Colts Nation, we have some big news today as our dream has become a reality. Destin Adams is now reporting that LeJarius Sneed to the Indianapolis Colts is a done deal. The Colts have traded a third-round pick this year and a day-three draft pick next year in return for the Chiefs' all-star cornerback, LeJarius Sneed. Hey, I want to hear what your guys' one-word reaction is right now in the comments, and then I'll give my one word. So go ahead and comment below what your one word is. And to me, my one-word reaction is Ballard. Chris Ballard. This guy's name has been drugged through the coals by some Colts fans saying, hey, this guy's bargain bin Ballard. He won't make the big move. And if you've watched this podcast, I've been critical of Ballard at some times. I've even said the bargain bin Ballard term, so I'm guilty of that. But the truth is, this guy will swing for the fences from time to time. And I thought this might be a more aggressive offseason for the Colts, and it really has become that. And I think that's what happens when you have a quarterback that you believe is your franchise quarterback, and he's on that rookie contract. That allows you the flexibility to make these moves because you're not having to base your whole offseason around getting the quarterback first. This move is a swing for the fences type of move. And LeJarius Sneed not only is a top 10 cornerback in the NFL, probably a top 5 zone cornerback in the NFL. He's better than top 10 cornerback, by the way. He fills such a big hole on this Colts roster. In my opinion, last season, that was the biggest need we had. Even with Gardner Minshew playing, I was looking at that cornerback position and it was ugly at times. And we didn't even play a lot of elite level quarterbacks last season and it was an issue. Imagine if we had to go against the Joe Burrows of the world or the Patrick Mahomes of the world and what would have happened. The truth is, this was much needed. And the fact that we're not having to give up a first round draft pick is so big for this season, because now entering the draft this year, we have our options on the table. We have our options on the table here. We could go, again, shore up that defense. But really, I think they're going to go best player available. And I think it might be best player available on the offensive side of the ball, meaning they're going to look to get Anthony Richardson help, whether that's a playmaker, meaning another tight end, maybe a Brock Bowers, somehow if they have to trade up a couple picks, or they might go to the O-line. Who knows? It's going to be a best player available situation now that they've addressed this need by not giving up a first round draft pick. Now, with all that said, everything's not all hunky dory. They're still gonna have to pay this guy, and he's gonna get a lot of money. Jalen Johnson by the Bears had a 4-year, $76 million contract. I believe that was last season. So we're gonna be paying this guy at least that, probably more than that. The salary cap has gone up, and that's just kind of how NFL contracts work a little bit, where usually if there's a big contract, the next guy's always trying to beat that. But that's just how the NFL works, and the Colts are going to have the cap space to do it, and they could do some finagling around with their players as well. Mo Alie-Cox looks like he could be a salary cap casualty, and the truth is the Colts now are in a position to be legitimate contenders in the AFC playoff race, having Anthony Richardson coming back healthy, having him paired up with Jonathan Taylor, getting the band back together with Michael Pittman and Kenny Moore. I mean, this is just becoming a really good offseason for Chris Ballard, and an offseason that he needed to have a big offseason. I'm pretty fired up right now for the Colts, and I want you to go ahead and comment below what your one-word reaction is and subscribe to our channel as we're getting super close to 2,000 subscribers. And hey, man, I'm fired up for Colts football. I'm ready to get watch this team get back on the field, and we haven't even hit the draft yet. Again, if you could subscribe to our channel, comment below, and Chris Ballard is swinging for the fences today. Thanks for watching.